Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football Sunday is brought to you by New England Recovery Center in Westboro and by Kubota Tractor and the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Time now for WEEI Football Sunday with Andy Gresh, Christian Arcand, and Mike Kadlick. Now, WEEI Football Sunday.
All right, there's a game today. And it's raining. And it's gross. And we're going to get zappy. And there we go.
You close your eyes, you're going to think you're at Schaefer Stadium today.
There is your cell. It's unbelievable. It's Gresh, it's Arcand. Kadlick will be aboard. Coach Wiggins with his keys if he remembered. If not, we'll get him on the phone. We'll talk to Tom Curran. Reverend Arcand will be by for the preview of a game that will be on television. You know what's crazy? I feel bad for Spiro Ditas and for Adam Archuleta because for those who remember back in the day, the Beasley-Reese game,
sure,
this crew feels like the modern-day version of the Beasley-Reese crew, and you know you do not have a marquee matchup whenever Beasley-Reese is sent to town, and I guess Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta might be the same. At 1 o'clock, the Patriots will take on the Chargers, and Arcand, apparently it's going to be raining all game.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to look interesting on TV. It's going to be like a throw. You should watch this game on an old TV, like an old wooden box TV, because there's going to be nobody in the stands. There's going to be nobody scoring any points. It's going to be 1990. You know, people are going to get handcuffed to the chain link fence, you know, back in the Monday Night Football. It's going to be, it's a throwback in every way. They're wearing the red jerseys.
They are.
Like, it couldn't be more perfect, really, Gresh, if you think about
it. Yeah, and the throwback jerseys will look like something. They will. They got the,
Irving Fryer just got arrested in Rhode Island last weekend.
Oh, my God. Where's Hartley Dykes to jump? Into the mix. Good grief. This is really what we're going back to. And of course, the Chargers come into town and, you know, they're in an interesting spot because if you look at them, you see a bunch of talent. Keenan Allen is having a resurgence season at 31, 32
years
old.
He's been tremendous this year. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be, if not a Pro Bowler, an All Pro when it's all said and done. He's having that kind of year. Yet the Chargers come in at 4-7 with maybe a couple less questions than New England, but in a lot of ways, I don't know who the game is bigger for today because we've all kind of settled into an inevitability with the Patriots. It's just a matter of either how's it going to end, when's it going to end, all that kind of stuff. And with the Chargers, in a weird way, it feels like if they come in here and lose, it might lead to a lot of change out there in LA.
Yeah, it certainly could. I think the game's bigger for the Chargers personally because they still have a chance. They've already matched last season's win total, but they have a chance to win 9-10 games. They have to basically win out to do it, but they do have a chance. The Patriots, I mean, the bar's so low right now, a worm could crawl over it with Bailey Zappe out there.
Yeah, we're just hoping for a watchable product.
Really, and I'm not really even expecting it, to be honest with you. I think Zappe, I do have some thoughts on Zappe and that whole thing that happened this week, but I do think it's a bigger game for the Chargers, and I think it'll be sort of treated that way by them. And they're also a more talented team, but they're a great example, Gresh, of how you can build a team and get talent, big name talent on both sides of the ball, on all three levels of the defense, like all around the roster.
Mm-hmm.
and still be a massive disappointment. They haven't had a lot of injuries this year. I know Mike Williams went down early in the year and Eckler's missed a couple games, but like they haven't had major, major injuries to their major key guys. And I know Bosa just got hurt, but they were bad before he got hurt. And I think that that's sort of the point is like, you can assemble the roster, but other things need to sort of come together. It's not just the quarterback. Herbert's a great quarterback. They got a great wide receiver. They have a good running game, pretty good line, two great edge rushers, and one of the best safeties in football. It's like they're one of the biggest disappointments in the league. They're more disappointing than the Patriots are.
And they
the Chargers were a playoff team last year.
It's funny you say that because in looking at the Chargers' schedule, if it's a good team, they have on the whole lost to them.
Yeah.
Like their losses are to the Dolphins. You throw the Titans in there, but it was at least early in the year, but that's not a great team. They lost to Dallas. They lost to Kansas City. They lost to Detroit. They lost to Baltimore. They did lose to Green Bay, and Green Bay is kind of middling right now. And the wins were against the Vikings, the Raiders, the Bears, and the Jets. So if you're the Chargers, your next 3 weeks are the Patriots, the Broncos, and the Raiders. And at 4-7, it's kind of like where we were with the Patriots in a way at 2-5. It was okay. Man, these are winnable games. Get to the bye. Maybe you're kind of hanging around. I think in a way, the best case scenario for New England was maybe be like the Chargers where, like you said, our candidates, the you're in it, you're kind of hanging around.
Right.
And that never materialized. And now for the Chargers, if they lose today, they will move from the, hey, we're hanging around category to the, we're just not good enough category.
Yeah, the Chargers have sunk to the bottom of that division, which I don't think anybody predicted at the beginning of the year. The Chargers were a team that a lot of people consider. They signed Kendricks in the offseason. People thought they were going to be much better this year. And they've been passed by the Raiders and certainly the Broncos, who are one of the hottest teams in football right now. So, yeah, it's been a very disappointing year. I'd say as hot as maybe Bill Belichick's seat is, Staley's is much hotter. And he's another example of one of these young hotshot coaches who, to your point, Gresh, I keep coming in here and arguing against the idea that Belichick at 72 is going to have all this value. But these young coaches have been flaming out lately. In Chicago, not Frank Reich's not young, but, you know, in other places, too. And it looks like in L.A. it's about to happen, too.
Well, I mean, how about Tepper pulling the plug on that? I mean, that's more of that's my whole new owner rule where it takes him a couple of years to sort of settle in. And I know we'll get to that. And here are the early reports on how the quarterback situation is going to work. Malik Cunningham will be up.
Yep.
There will be no emergency third quarterback because Mac is on the roster. He will be the backup. It looks like Zappe will get the start. Cunningham is going to mix in. We will get to the back end of the quarterback spot, but here we go. Zappe is going to get the chance. And look, I think it's as simple as this. When people around Mac played well, on the whole, he played well. If the people around Zappe play well, it'll be functional and it'll be okay. The question is, when does it start to all come crumbling down? And Arcan, I'm curious for your thoughts on Zappe. I know you missed most of the week. I don't know how it's going to look.
I got a lot of takes built up, Greg.
But I mean, and that's the thing. I don't know how different it's going to look. But, hey, if the O-line comes out and runs the ball and they establish and do good things, then let's see if Zappe can build off of it in a way that at times Mac could and Mac couldn't at the same time.
Yeah, I thought that last week that the conversation was over. I thought last week in that game when Mac had so much trouble in the first half against the Giants of all teams. You know, like, I know the Chargers aren't great, but if Zappe goes out and beats him, you can't be like, well, it's just the Chargers. Mac couldn't score against the Giants. Like, that, one of the worst teams out there right now. And I think that, you know, when you see Zappe come in, get that first touchdown, and then you think, okay, well, he's past Mac here. All he has to do is sort of hold the line. And then he, you know, has the turnover. He Zappes it up. But what he did in that game, which made me look at it differently from some of the other appearances he's made this year where he's come in and not done anything, really, is that he got the touchdown, he did have the bad pick, he recovered from that turnover, and he led them down into field goal range, and then Ryland missed the kick. But he did get them there, and that, I thought, was that showed me something. That showed me that he has the capability of sort of coming back, bouncing back from a mistake, something Mac hasn't really shown this year at all, and something that, frankly, Zappe hadn't shown either. He hadn't shown he could do that. So that was something that kind of made me go, yeah, you know what? it's you can't make the argument that Mac Jones gives you a better chance to win anymore. This proves that that's not the case. I mean, I can't deny what I was seeing with my own eyes. And we'll see if that carries over into this game. It's hard to imagine it getting any worse, I guess. But I'm excited for this. I am. I've been wanting to see what Zappy's had just to see it, basically, at this point. It's not like they're playing for anything. Don't you kind of just want to see it?
Yeah.
You're sure. Scared he's going to be good, Gresh. That's
no,
the problem.
No,
yes, you are.
I've been this way on Zappy from the beginning. I think he's limited. I think when he came out and you saw the first drive with the Giants, because I broke that down for TV, and once the Giants figured out, oh, all right, here's the lateral throws. All right, we made our adjustments and our reaction, and then he started having to press it down the field. Then we kind of saw what happened.
Sure.
The other thing for...
But he got him in field goal range at the end of the game.
And here's the thing for... Oh, I mean in a bad way. I mean, I'm talking about the Giants started to take away all that stuff that came the interception. But I'm saying he recovered
from that.
As I look at... Well, yeah, I'd like to see him. I mean, if we're going to compare it to Mac, Mac finished the Buffalo game. So there we go. So
he did. He had
let's
one
see
game,
Zappy. Yeah, one, right? So maybe this will be
comeback
the...
comeback he ever had.
No, but that's the thing. But this maybe this will be the Zappy one. Hey, I started the week with this. When we saw Mac against Philadelphia, it was what? 34-51 for 300-plus, three touchdowns and a pick. Let's see Mac. Let's see Zappy do that once against a good team because Philly is a good team. And then there was Buffalo, and then it was, okay, we saw what happened in the end of the Giants game, and they missed the kick. And then you start to get into the people all around the quarterback. Who in the hell are the wide receivers today?
That's a good question.
Now, it's
Douglas
the whole,
is out.
Yeah, Douglas is out. Booty has done, please, stop pushing Kayshon. A seventh-round wide receiver is going to be this isn't David Givens 2.0. I think if so, it would have already sort of shown itself. But in all seriousness, what are we looking at here? It's going to be what? Parker, Thornton, Juju, and I guess Malik Cunningham is your fourth wide receiver today.
I think Rager's in the 53-man right now. I think, but I'll double check that.
We rather see a wide receiver, Malik Cunningham or Jalen Rager at this point?
Like, I think I'd rather see Cunningham.
And that's the thing. How will Cunningham sort of fit in? So I am interested as to how the Patriots are going to work this beyond the, all right, we're going to throw it sideways and hit him with the screens. Then we know we got to throw it down the field. Good Lord, can Zappy get the tight ends involved? And can Bill O'Brien get the tight ends involved? Those are guys who kind of need to eat today. But sure, what the hell? Let's see it. Like you said, can it get any worse? Can it get any better? Can it get any...
It could definitely get better.
I just don't know if it's really going to look all that different at the end of the day. And does Zappy get the right to go out and throw three picks? Is there a leash today with him?
There should be. I'd like to see what Cunningham has. Like, if Zappy goes out there and is a total mess, then yeah, okay, we've seen enough of this. You can put in somebody else there. And I'd imagine too that the Chargers are going to get their points. It's not like the Patriots defense has been great against good offenses this year. They have been good against the bad ones, but I don't know. I mean, I don't see any reason why you got to protect Zappy at this point. They've already basically told him, we've waited until week 12, whatever it is, to take a look
You're
at
in
you.
Because we're sick of the other guy.
Exactly.
It really is the way this feels like more than, hey, this is the guy to turn to. And then there is Malik Cunningham. And here's the thing. I don't think they are lining this guy up and saying, here's the second half. Go ahead.
Unless Zappy's gets hurt or something.
Well,
then
they would probably turn to Mac because they would need something longer. So I guess
the question becomes,
what do they do with Cunningham? And I think Arcan, they're going to have to get him some reps at wide receiver in this game before it's going to be, oh, gimmick guy's in, and all of a sudden Khalil Mack is just kind of pointing him out a little bit and thinking, I'm just going to go run and nail that dude. So I do think at least early on, we have to see Cunningham in a role other than quarterback, don't we?
I would think yes, just because they're so short at wide receiver, too. And I personally think Zappy's going to be okay today. I don't think they're going to ask him to do much. Going to be a lot of handoffs, raining out. I mean, it's not going to be a
handoff, sideways,
optimal passing game.
Stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. He can do that.
It's what we've seen.
He's been able to sort of execute those plays better than Mac has. Not that it's rocket science or anything, but Zappy's throws have been on time. He's sort of, been in better rhythm, I think. Better footwork than Mac, little things like that. But, I would imagine that Zappy holds on here and that you do see Cunningham, lined up on the outside for sure.
And And the weather will be a factor all game today. We'll be curious to see how the Chargers kind of handle it, because they're used to playing in those pristine conditions. Normally those dome teams go outside, especially in weather like this. And like you said, like the Chargers are good, aren't great. There's a lot of talent. And then it's how in the world do you end up slowing that team down. We will get to Cadlick, who is down at Rainy Gillette. I do believe he's getting in now. It's funny, I was leaving.
He's tailgating in the parking lot.
Oh, he should
with the
be.
Hogs.
Yeah, it might as well be at this point, for God's sakes. I mean, you know, we're three steps away from somebody asking Cadlick to throw left-handed out there, for crying out loud. But I thought that one of the team buses was leaving Providence today at like 8:45 for the. So I'm driving through the city, and all of a sudden it's like these two stadies just come ripping off an exit.
Oh, wow.
Ramp, and then here comes a bus, and I'm like, man, that feels a little early for bus one for the Chargers to be showing up there. It wasn't. It was somebody going to like an airport up here or whatever to get the hell out. I don't know, those police escorts and all that. I thought it was like, wow, the Chargers are kind of getting
Taylor
out there
Swift.
Early. Oh, that's true. That's right. Well, you know.
Not for a couple weeks.
Yeah. It's, well, that's all fake anyway, at least from what some have told us. All right, so we will continue to break down this game. The Chargers come into town. The Patriots are licking their wounds at this point. It will be interesting to see what goes on today at Gillette Stadium. Do we need to go through the what if people boo Zappy? Well, do we need to have that narrative of the, my God, how terrible will it look if Zappy gets booed the way we did with Mac, or have we just blown by all that? Do we care about booing now?
I mean, there's not going to be enough people to really hear it, I don't think.
Well, the red seats are definitely going to be inside.
Yeah. I heard you can get tickets for $30 right now.
I guess you can go sit in the cold and the rain in section 331 if you want to. All right, Cadlick's coming up. Then we'll get to Coach Wiggins. Tom Curran is in at 11 o'clock as well. And you can send us your thoughts at 37937. Your level of excitement for this game is blank. Send it into 37937. Arcan's got some trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The guys, this is WEEI Football Sunday on WEEI.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in.
Then what, are we on vacation already away? With 5 weeks to go here, it's everybody's thinking about either talking or watching college football or the draft or the, hey, how many guys have got the golf clubs out and ready to go?
That was a fun championship Saturday.
You know what?
I had a good time watching those
we're
games.
We're gonna have to take a time, and I didn't get to see as much of it as I would have liked. I got to consume more of the product that they put on at night.
Yes.
The Georgia-Alabama game, though, was pretty good, as you would, as one would expect.
Yeah.
And now, in terms of the college football playoff, I mean, you got three teams that are in. This really is the year where you needed the expanded 8-12-team playoff. You got a lot of teams that are really worth it.
Because I have people calling for a 12-team playoff.
You know what?
I'll take that, sure.
Hey, I have always
didn't
argued.
Destroy these kids, I'd say fine.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. Like, why not work in all of these conference championship games as a part of the playoff structure? Because really, the playoffs began yesterday. Like, Iowa was never going to get in if they beat Michigan State. It would have opened the door maybe for Ohio State or someone else. But, you know, Georgia, Alabama, one of those teams is going to get left out.
Yeah.
And it just feels weird. And then there's Texas who beat Alabama. You and I were just kind of talking in the off-air show on the whole, like, now you start to compare schedules, who they play, where they play on the road, all that kind of stuff.
Someone's going to get screwed no matter what.
No question. Yeah. Texas is definitely getting screwed, it feels like.
Probably.
Because if they can pork the Big 12, you know, there is that.
Right.
And the best win that Texas had was against Alabama, but it was early in the year. Bama just beat Georgia. Georgia's best win was probably Ole Miss. Alabama beat them as well. I mean, the SEC is just so freaking loaded that even Ole Miss, you know, I get Mike Oresco at the American screaming, this is a New Year's Six team. And it's like, well, you know, you could probably take three SEC teams and put them in a New Year's Six and say they're deserving of being there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way.
Can I say I have a hot take on the college football playoff?
Yeah, please do.
I feel like it's diminished all the other bowl games.
Oh, there's no question.
It's really made them, like, unimportant, and I think that kind of sucks about it.
It does. Yeah. And I was always told, like, from all of these Division I coaches where it's like, hey, man, we just want a bowl game so that we can celebrate having a good season.
All the millions of bowl
games,
too. I mean, that they really watered that down, too.
Well, that's really where it's kind of jumped the shark, is that, you know, when you got the I used to joke all the time about the CarQuest Bowl or the Blue Bonnet Bowl or the
those are like long established ones. Now.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, now like the Barstool Bowl is one of the ones. It's been around 5 years. It's like, oh my God.
The TikTok Bowl.
Yeah, seriously. That's where it's going. But Arkan, you're right in that it devalued the other bowls, and now you just have to kind of look at them for what they are. It's just glorified exhibition games with teams that have numbers beside their name. It's no different than like the week zero of college football, where you'd go out and play Hawaii or something like that. It's just kind of, it's one of those deals. And I don't know, wait for the coaching carousel to get going. Because, you know, now that Michigan, it's funny, and I know that we're all over the map on this, but now that Michigan is going to make the college football playoff,
right,
it does end up making it a little interesting in terms of NFL teams and the timing if they want to go get Jim Harbaugh. Because now the NFL rules have changed in terms of hiring within to where they sort of make it a little more difficult to hire, say, a coordinator from a team who is going to go to the second round or to the conference championship round of the playoffs, whereas Harbaugh might be like, hey, listen, everybody hates me here. I'm ready to leave. Who wants me? And he's ready to walk in the door January 10th if they want to.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, it's funny. Harbaugh has some similarities there. Cheating scandal, got caught, team kept winning, and bam, he's right in the catbird seat here.
It's amazing. It feels like it is Harbaugh's time to kind of come back to the NFL, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think there's going to be a bidding war for him, I bet.
I would think that there will be somebody who is in early, and it's funny because you mentioned about Frank Reich getting fired in Carolina and crazy David Tepper.
Right.
Like, he went, I would be sitting here screaming, oh yeah, Tepper's going to go get Harbaugh. But he already did that once. So, you know, imagine that guy who's trying to sell it to his fan base. Hey, I thought Matt Rhule was the guy, but you know what? Hey, we're going to go get this other guy. We're going to go maybe make the same mistake all over again and try to sell that to the fans. I don't know. I don't know how that's all going to shake down. But we will know before we're out of here, I think, Arkan, right? It's 12 o'clock. They're going to have that.
12 o'clock is when the show starts. I don't know when they're actually going to announce it. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a whole big show about doing the select in the top four.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll see exactly what time they have it and when they do it. But, Yeah, that's we'll see about that. It said it's scheduled for noon on ESPN. We'll let you know, of course, what happens there.
Oh, but, yeah, it's a big deal.
I wouldn't expect it to be right at noon.
There'll be a lot of people screaming, and it means you will get
to sell some beer first, you know.
Well, it also means that if you like to go bowling around the first of the year or are near some of these bowl games, you'll probably get Georgia or Alabama in a New Year's Six bowl.
For sure.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, he covers the Patriots for WEEI.com. Normally with us, but it's a home game, so he's down at Gillette. Our guy, Mike Cadlick. Cadlick, good morning, man. How are you?
What's up, Mike?
What's up? I'm cold. I'm wet. I walked in. My feet are soaked. You know, when your socks get wet and your shoes get wet, that's how I'm feeling right now. So everything's good down here. How are you guys?
All right. Now, wait a second here. Do you mean to tell me that you have you have walked into Gillette Stadium and not either tucked away or brought in reinforcements, like tucked away the extra pair of socks in the bag or something like that? You went down there with just one layer?
Unfortunately, yeah, I didn't do it. I'm wearing some nice cozy winter socks, and I wore sneakers. I didn't do the boots. I didn't do reinforcements. Rookie mistake. First season full time on the beat, and I walked in from the media lot. Didn't take the bus because it was late, or it wasn't late, but I didn't catch it on time, and now my feet are soaked. So yeah, and I didn't do the reinforcements. So
Mike, you're there pretty early, obviously. But was there anybody out there? Anybody tailgating yet? I mean, it seems like it's going to be a sparsely populated stadium today.
Yeah, no traffic, nice and easy in. not many tailgaters. Normally, what I do usually on my way in is I'll tweet out and take a log of like the best, coolest, my favorite jerseys I see on the way in,
right.
And it was pretty slim pickings. I did see a DeMario Douglas jersey, which was pretty cool. I saw a baby blue Keenan Allen, which is my favorite jersey in football. But other than that, there was like a Tom Brady, a Christian Barmore, but pretty much it was slim pickings, like I said, and everyone that was out there was in raincoats and looked pretty miserable. So I'd be shocked if this is a full house today.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine somebody seeing the Bauer on the last name of a Chargers jersey and thinking that it's Jack Bauer, not Hank Bauer.
You know, I wanted to get a Christian Barmore jersey because I like athletes named Christian. There's not that many. I like, so I was going to get a Barmore jersey, but I can't because he wears 90. And a guy, I'm not big enough to wear 90. Like, you could wear 90, Greg. I can't wear, I'd look stupid if I wore a jersey with 90 on it, right?
Oh, I don't know. Cadlick, we need a ruling on that.
Well, no, I don't think it matters. I think you can wear a 90.
Yeah,
it might make you look bigger. It might make
that
you look
could,
bigger.
Yeah, right?
But, like, I don't think there's a rule against it or anything.
Yeah, you get a Gonzalez jersey, too. Yeah. Christian Gonzalez.
There is that. Yeah. That one would
there you
be better.
Go.
Right, yeah.
But then again,
that's
are you
make you look nice and slim.
Well, it's funny. I was going to say, if you think you're not wide enough for 90, are you too wide for 17?
Probably.
That's good. Now you're in the middle.
I'm in that skinny fat.
A 44 or a 54, like a Brewski number or something like
right.
that. All right, we've tap dance enough because this game's gonna stink. So, Cadlick Zappi's in. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. I'd rather probably just talk about the cool jerseys rather than the actual football game that's gonna be played today.
Oh, but, man.
So you're right, though. Zappi in, does it make a difference? I've kind of gone back and forth on it this week because on one hand, it's like, okay, Mac, and I heard you guys earlier when I was driving in, like Mac objectively is a better quarterback than Zappi. And I've thought that all along, and I still think that. But and I know, Christian, your favorite thing, that the yips with Mac. And
yes.
But really, like he's broken. His head's not there. So I do think that putting Bailey Zappi in is the correct choice, and I think he should – in theory, play better football today. And as I said, going back and forth on it, I kind of thought that it could bring a little bit of juice. The defense will be behind it. It sounds like the team's behind it. It might get them to play better just in general, less mistakes offensively. But, I mean, with the weather today, really, like, we joked about it. I joked about my feet being wet. But, like, it is miserable out here. It's not good conditions to play football. It's not ideal by any means to get your first start in a game like this. So it's going to be, you know, heavy run game. They're going to try and pass. I don't expect it to be poetry in motion at all offensively with that. And so, the Chargers, they're not used to this either. So I figure it's going to be a low scoring game. Does the offense look a little bit better? Maybe there's one or two less like turnovers and interceptions, but I don't think they're going to come out here and all of a sudden be doing like track meet football or anything like that.
There was a report this week that Bailey Zappi really wasn't any better in practice than he was any other time when Mac beat him out. Is there maybe some sort of among the players anyway, obviously the coaches don't think this, but among the players, maybe the whole idea of like earning it in practice starting to lose some of the shine after a week like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, look, you said it, like, Bailey wasn't as good as Mac in practice. That was clear. That was, you know, reported. That was evident. But I think when they get to the games, Mac's just, again, a broken player. It breaks down, and he has sort of crumbled under the pressure. And Zappi, look, he hasn't been great in the games either, but he hasn't been the complete, you know, dumpster fire, to put it bluntly, that Mac was in the game. So I think you're right. They look at it and they say, well, maybe Bailey is just going to be a gamer, and, you know, he can go out there and not crumble like Mac did. So, yeah, I do. I think that kind of lost its, you know, lost its whatever you want to call it with trying to, you know, win the job in practice. And I think they just sort of decided, look, Mac can't do it in the game, so we might as well, even if Zappi's not better in practice, at least give him the full week with the ones, get him a little bit more prepared for game day, and then sort of go from there. So I think that's kind of what this whole thing came down to.
Yeah, it's interesting because now we're going from report to report, because I would think that if 80% of the locker room was allegedly out on Mac, then everybody should play better today, right?
Right. Yeah, that would make sense, I would think. Yeah, I mean,
well, they played better in the Giants game in the second half.
Well, no, it's just interesting because of the, out on this guy, in on this guy. Who in the world knows what the real feeling is? These guys got to pride up and eventually take care of themselves and sort of handle their own business. How does the wide receiver spot shake down today? Who becomes, I guess, Cadillac today's Pop Douglas, since he was kind of the number one target, regardless of who was in there?
I think you're going to have to kind of run this thing through Juju Smith-Schuster, I do, because I think he takes over the de facto slot position that, you know, Douglas was in, like, running it through him. They don't have much more. Like, it is a wow, and it's crazy, but, I mean, look, it's going to be Devontae Parker, Tyquan Thornton, Juju Smith-Schuster, and probably Jalen Reagor, and then Malik Cunningham's going to be up as well. So I don't know. It's been reported that Cunningham's going to have a little bit of a role, whether it's a quarterback or wide receiver, but they're going to have a package of plays for him. So he'll be in there in the mix. But, no, I think they run it through Juju. I think that's what he was brought here to do in the first place, was sort of, again, you're paying him for 3 years, $33 million over 3 years. Like, you should have a role for him. He should be the focal point. It hasn't blossomed, and it hasn't, you know, come to that whatsoever. But with Douglas out, you kind of have to roll with Juju. And I think Devontae Parker and Tyquan Thornton as well, like, yeah, they haven't been good. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for them, but they've objectively been better with Zappi under center than they have with Mac Jones over the last two seasons. Like, Tyquan Thornton's best game as a Patriot was with Zappi in Cleveland, and Zappi found Parker deep a couple of times where he hasn't been able to do that with Mac Jones. So, look, I'm not going to say they're, like I said, they're not going to come out here and start slinging the ball all across the yard, but I think they might be in a bit of a better position than they were the last couple of weeks with Mac than they are. They're better now with Zappi than they are with Mac.
Do you think that Bill O'Brien and maybe Belichick to a certain extent sort of dumbs down the offense a little for Zappi and these guys? I mean, is that – they kind of have to, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be dumbed down. We saw that last year when Zappi was in. I know it was a different offensive coordinator or whatever you want to call what Matt Patricia was here, but they dumbed it down with Zappi. They called it a little bit different. I think they'll do the same today. We even saw it in the second half of the Giants game. You know, it was a lot more basic. There was less, I guess, pre-snap reads. There wasn't as much conducting pre-snap as there was with Mac in the game. So I think they'll do that today, not only because it's Zappi, but because of the weather. Like, again, you're not going to go out here and be able to throw it 25, 30 times. It's just, it's not the conditions for it. So they're probably going to pound the rock, quick throws, get the ball in space to Thornton, hopefully, see what he can do with the ball in his hands, maybe Malik Cunningham. So, yeah, they're going to dumb it down. It's not going to be as complex as it would be with Mac Jones, I don't think.
Mike, historically, Bill Belichick has really gotten the best of Justin Herbert. Why do you think that is? What does he do that sort of confuses Herbert?
I think it just has to do with Belichick's pedigree on defense. I think he's done a good job at, you know, and Jabril Peppers said it this week, like, the players aren't playing well, but every single week, the game, and I thought this was an interesting quote, but basically the way he said it was, everything that happens on game day is exactly what Bill told us during the week, and we just haven't been able to execute. So Bill still is, I mean, he's a great coach, and we give him a lot of crap, and I myself included, like, but he is a good coach. He knows, you know, understands tendencies and understands what quarterbacks want to do, and Herbert's one of the best in football, and he has struggled against Bill. So I think he just kind of, again, he understands the game. He knows what to do against guys like that, young players, and I just think it has to do with, you know, the way he is as, in general as a defensive coach.
What is it about the Chargers that you think is holding them back other than their coach?
Can I plead the fifth? Because I do think it's all the coach.
Like, interesting. Go ahead. No, please do then. Why is it all the coach?
Well, they have a great general manager in Tom Telesco. He's brought them great. He's done great with their roster building. I mean, think about the players and the guys they have on this team, and Khalil Mack and Derwin James and obviously Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Austin. Like, they're all outstanding football players, and their offense plays well. Kellen Moore is a pretty good offensive coordinator. Frankly, I'm not even sure who their D coordinator is, but I know Brandon Staley calls the defense. And so I think it comes down to coaching. I really do. Like, I don't know how this team is 4-7 with the production they've had on offense with Herbert, and the amount of, you know, talented quality football players they have. So I do think it ultimately comes down to coaching, and it's kind of surprising to me that Brandon Staley still has the job there. So if they lose today, it wouldn't shock me if they send him packing this weekend, because I do believe it comes down to coaching with the Chargers. They're a great, on paper, they're a really good football team, and they just, for some reason, haven't been able to put the wins together this season.
Yeah, I was just wonder if Herbert is going to turn into Matt Stafford 2.0, where everybody points and goes, yeah, he's really, really good, but he's really, really good. He's just going to get somewhere else,
but
he's really, really good.
Super Bowl.
No, I know, and eventually, but it took like, what, 12 years
of Detroit era stuff.
Yeah, 12 years of cycling through Matt Stafford allegedly being great before showing that he had it in him. And I wonder if that's what's going on with the Chargers.
I can see that. But again, I don't think that necessarily is Herbert's fault, and I don't necessarily think it was Stafford's fault. I think they did need to kind of finally figure things out, and they never were able to do it with Detroit. Maybe he needs to change the scenery. Maybe Herbert needs to go elsewhere. But look, I mean, he has a good play caller in Kellen Moore. He has great offensive weapons, like I said, in Allen and Mike Williams and Eckler. So I don't know what it is, but I don't think Herbert's the problem in L.A.
Were you in the locker room when Peppers apologized for 5 minutes about the hot mic thing?
Yeah, I was. I thought it was good. I thought it was accountable. I think he said all the right things. It was long. I was kind of standing there. I couldn't decide if I wanted to record it on my phone, transcribe it. So I just kind of listened to him because I lost it at the beginning.
Tiger Woods didn't apologize for that one.
No, I know. But it was I thought it was the right thing to do. Sorry, there's a plane overhead. I don't know if you can hear it. They're practicing the flyover.
RKK is coming in.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. They're still gonna do a flyover in the rain. That'd be something.
Yeah, really.
No,
well, at least they won't hit the lighthouse.
Flyover. I see them coming over right now. Yeah, wow. The lighthouse goes down. sorry, where were we?
The lighthouse goes down.
Where were we? We were talking about Jabril Peppers being accountable.
There you go. Yeah, Peppers.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was accountable. It was the right thing to do. It was long, but I mean, look, I thought that was pretty BS that NFL Films even put that out, because, again, I don't think anybody thinks that Peppers was saying anything that, first of all, is not true, because they are, in fact, apps. and I just I don't think there's a misunderstanding with the team. Like, oh, why would you say that? Like, he's talking to his friend Saquon, who he played with before in New York, and he got caught on a hot mic, and the NFL shouldn't have put that out. It was kind of like the Sam Darnold thing with the ghost. So he did the right thing. He took accountability. He said it himself, you know, we're 2-9 and we have a top five draft pick. So we need to hold ourselves accountable and, do what we can to get some wins here. So I thought that it was the right thing to do from him.
All right. What happens today, Cadlick?
So, like I said, I thought that Zappe would give a jolt, but looking at the weather and how it is out here, I just don't see the Patriots offense scoring many points. I think it's going to be low scoring, and I ultimately think the Chargers pull it out. Patriots fall to 2-10. Brandon Staley keeps his job for one more week, and we once again have another week talking about top five draft picks and tankathons and things like that.
Until this
team wins a game.
No, it's not another week,
until
brother.
Until this team wins a game, I can't do it.
It ain't another week. It's like 2 days worth, and then we're right back up at it again. That's right.
Yeah, Thursday night with Bill Belichick on the promo.
You go, baby. All right, Cadillac, have a fun day. Enjoy having a full day of wet socks. You will never make that mistake again.
No, I won't. Thanks, fellas. We'll talk to you next week.
There you go.
See you, Mike.
You always got to have another pair of socks if you're roaming around Gillette Stadium.
Good to know.
It's just the way it is. Oh, God. Well, maybe it's because I'm also coming out of the high school games where we left blankets in the booth to make sure that there was no kind of freezing or getting cold going on. You know what? I don't think we have any Coach Wiggins keys. You know what? And quite honestly, I'd rather talk about the college football playoff.
It works for me.
Just want to do that for 7 minutes. We'll do that next on WEEI Football Sunday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are right back to WEEI Football Sunday on WEEI.
Coach Wiggins, are your keys to the game? Protect Zappy. Handle the ball. Don't suck. There you go. There it is. There's your keys to the game from Coach Wiggins. I don't know. Maybe at 2-9, we don't have to hammer the keys to the game that much, because Arcan and I are among the very few people in the region who are keeping an eye on the college football playoff.
Right.
And
although I think since gambling was legalized in this state, more people have been paying attention to the college football. I certainly have.
Well, and it's funny because last year they got gambling up and running for NCAA tournament.
Right.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think of the cycle here. So this is the first full bowl season we would have had betting in Mass, right?
Yeah, right, because it was
now,
March, yeah.
That's right. Now, New Hampshire beat Mass to the punch. Rhode Island did as well. So you've been able to kind of bet these, but you're exactly right. I think the, you know, the ability to kind of pair everything up. And, of course, you know, it feels like the bet bonuses around the holidays are flying left and right. So we can capitalize on
Ask
those.
Ask me about
again.
Them sometime. I got the whole thing memorized.
Oh, yeah. That is true. That's right. I forgot to read those ads. You got it down pat. So we know we're going to see Michigan, Washington, and Florida State. Now
we know Florida State.
Well, I have a hard time believing that Florida State at 13-0, and that the ACC would get that sort of disrespected. But I could see
it compared to the other conferences we're talking about here.
Well, there is that, but there's also the, you know, if you're one of the Power Five champions and you're undefeated, you normally get in.
Yeah,
every year the playoff committee gets a break. That they'll end up with an Alabama and a Georgia or something like that. Or you get, you know, two undefeated teams like Michigan, Ohio State at the end of the year. Now, I know that's in the regular season. One would argue they should probably rematch in the Big Ten championship game, but we're about to go through another whole level of alphabet soup and everybody kind of changing conferences and all that stuff. My overall point was going to be what stinks for, I think, some Patriot fans who do not consume a lot of college football, is that you're going to watch these conference championship games, and J.J. McCarthy at Michigan, the quarterback, likely to be a second rounder more than a first rounder. You know,
third maybe.
Yeah, he might be one of those guys that will get some boost from playing championship football, but he's not going to storm his way into the first round. If Florida,
Jalen Hurts didn't storm his way into the first round either.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the. You know, because, I mean,
maybe more of a Davis Mills type, you're thinking?
Well, no, but I'm thinking there's really not going to be the big quarterback that will be in this college football playoff. Because, if Alabama or Georgia make it, with Georgia, it's going to be more about Brock Bowers, the tight end.
Right.
And with Alabama, it'll be all the other talent other than Jalen Milroe, who, when you look at Jalen Milroe, he does not look like a quarterback. He's got that Anthony Richardson build to him.
He played well in that
yesterday.
Night,
yeah, he did. I thought they bounced back nicely. Alabama defensively and Georgia as well. They're as good as it gets.
But yeah, LSU's not in there.
But you're not going to get the big quarterback in the Final Four, even if it's Georgia or Alabama.
Yeah.
And Texas, you know, Quinn Ewers, good player. I don't think anybody is looking at him and saying that's a franchise savior. Hell, there are more people interested in Arch Manning sitting on the bench in Texas than there are going to be playing for Texas.
Yeah.
So that stinks. So we're going to have to go looking for the, you know, the Carquest Bowl or the Blue Bonnet Bowl or whatever in the world it is. If these big-time quarterbacks even play, and Arcan, that's the other part of it, too. If you're Caleb Williams, are you playing in a bowl game?
Nope.
If you're Drake May, are you playing in a bowl game? Mm-mm. Now, if you're Jaden Daniels at LSU, you probably do need to play in the bowl game. So, unfortunately,
Penix doesn't. Nix probably doesn't.
You know, and Penix is interesting. I'm not a fan of lefty quarterbacks because...
Well, that's very...
Well, I think it's
close-minded of you.
Well, but it flips everyone and everything around. And I would say you've got
Dolphins are doing okay.
So yeah, no, Tua's pretty good. And I'm not an anti-Tua guy. But you know, I mean, look at the lengths that they've gone to be able to sort of make that thing work and try to keep him upright. I don't know. There's something about the lefty quarterback. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna have left-hand syndrome when it comes to evaluating Penix from Washington. But I think once people dig in on him, they might find the flies in the ointment. Let's put it that way. You know, the issues there. But it feels like for the college football playoff, we're not going to see any big-time QBs, I don't think.
I know. That's too bad. But it'll still be good games. And all in all, you know, if you're a Patriots fan out there looking to scout the next guy, you probably saw him yesterday. And you'll definitely see him in, you know, the whatever bowl, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl or whatever you happen to be watching there that one of those teams makes it to. And listen, I mean, you know, Washington did win Pac-12, last ever Pac-12, by the way. That was sort of sad. Did you see all the mascots in the corner of the end zone?
Oh, my God. That was classic. Yeah. It was really crazy. It's like
what a send-off.
Yeah, quite a send-off. And now I guess it's, Oregon State and Washington State are now going to kind of half-ass pair with the Mountain West next year for football.
I think that's right, yeah.
But they're just wandering in the wilderness at this point. They have no idea where they're going to land.
And the Big 12 is going to be all different because all of them are going to the I think some are going to the SEC, right?
Well, you have Texas and Oklahoma leaving the Big 12 to go to the SEC.
Yeah.
The Big 12 went and raided the American and got Cincinnati, Houston.
Yep.
They added BYU and they stole, it wasn't SMU, it was UCF.
UCF, yep.
That's right, because everybody wants a Florida team because it's easy to recruit there. And hey, mom and dad can see you play in Orlando every other year, yada, yada. So there's all that restructuring going on. There's rumors that the ACC could end up blowing up. You know, there's a lot of rumors that Dabo Swinney could be leaving Clemson.
Yeah.
Apparently Dabo was sniffing around the NFL. Don't, please, let some bad owner hire that guy to bring him in to go try to run an NFL team or whatever.
Hmm.
But we're going to be sitting around, and it's going to be awesome football. Like watching Michigan against Washington in the semifinals is going to be great. Just don't think you're seeing your next quarterback there.
These are the best Coach Wiggy's keys we've ever done, I think.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, boy, play a 14-year-old, a quarterback, and you'll be okay 3 years down the road. There we go. There was Coach Wiggins' keys. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran next on WEEI Football Sunday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.